Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He's a Hall of Famer, former head coach, University of Maryland. Let's bring in Gary Williams. Coach, what's happening?
Bob, how are you?
Doing all right. I appreciate your time as always. And we'll start with Lon Kruger. He retired over the weekend. Five different teams he took to the NCAA tournament, a couple of Final Fours. You guys got him in 98 on your way to the Sweet 16 when he was at University of Illinois. Talk about one of your contemporaries, Lon Kruger, and what the coaching game is going to be missing with his retirement here.
Well, Lon was one of those guys. He just loved the coach. He was steady, you know, with his teams. And they were always, I mean, he's had some very good teams, obviously, but they're always competitive, too. And he coached in tough leagues. I think we played him also when he was at Florida one time up in D.C. So, you know, the game misses those guys when they retire. They're good for college basketball in that, you know, they know how the game should be played. And guys like Lon do a great job with their players in those situations. So he'll be missed. He was exactly the same age, I think, as when I retired. So there comes a time where it's the right thing to do. You know, he's been a lifer. He's been an NBA coach, too. So he's been in coaching for a long time.
And, Gary, you mentioned your retirement. When you look back now, you know, a decade later, were there ever any regrets in the first couple of years? Like, maybe I should have gone another year or two, or was it still, looking back, the right decision at that time?
Well, I'd rather go a year or two early than hang on. You know, I had a lot of pride in what I did as a coach. And, you know, different schools make the coaching jobs different. Some have great administrations that really do everything possible to make the program great. Don't mind emphasizing, you know, one particular sport, and others are different. So it all depends, you know, a lot of times on the administration. And but I felt what I did miss was the practice. I always enjoyed practice, and then the big games. You can't replace the thrill of walking out for a big game.
Coach, speaking of Oklahoma, Mark Turgeon's name, for instance, has been linked there, according to Andy Katz, among others. Where does that start? Not to say that Mark Turgeon is trying to get the Oklahoma job or there's a mutual interest or whatever. I remember a few years back, you and Rutgers always mentioned UNLV, if memory serves, was a part of the Gary Williams rumors. Where Andy Katz, and he's a respected, and you know him, obviously, respected college basketball writer, and he's on the coverage of the tournament. Where does this start kind of connecting dots in regards to who replaces who at whatever opening is out there right now?
Well, I think sometimes people, you know, they put it out there because they're afraid to get beat on a story, and they might not have factual information. But, you know, you say, okay, Mark Turgeon's from the Midwest. He played at Kansas. You know, does that stretch to the Oklahoma job? You know, and then, and especially today, there's so much out there that, and so many areas that you can go find information like that. It's really different. So, you know, you just until somebody that is involved either with Oklahoma or with, you know, or Mark himself says something, I really don't put a lot of faith in that. You know, I just think that a lot of people do that just to cover themselves. In case the story does break.
Coach, before we get to the tournament, Hall of Famer Gary Williams joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney with you on this Monday. The transfer portal, when you hear those two words, what goes through your mind the way the landscape is right now?
Well, we're all going to find out in the next year or so what's going to happen. They estimate there might be 2,000 kids in the transfer portal. And with the rule now that you can play right away, I think it's like free agency on steroids. It's incredible. And the problem for me with the whole transfer portal is that, you know, part of going to college is everything's not supposed to be great. You're supposed to run into, you know, some tough times, and that makes you tougher for when you get out of college. And most guys don't play basketball when they get out of college. And so it gets you ready for whatever you have to, you know, face every day in the workplace. These transfer portals. Now, you know, if a player feels like a coach takes him out too early in the game, he just goes into the transfer portal. And, you know, people like to be recruited. And so the recruiting process for these guys in the portal start all over again. And, you know, I just think it's been a push by some people in the media that have a lot of power. The NCAA is not coming from a power position now. They're a little scared. And so this transfer portal, you know, to me is an answer. Well, we do really care about the student athletes, and I'm not sure the transfer portal is the way to go to care about, you know, the student athletes.
All right, the tournament, let's get to that as we're down to the Elite Eight. But the Big Ten, only one school remains. That's Michigan, as eight others have been dismissed. How would you assess the play of the Big Ten in the postseason? You were the coach at Maryland when the ACC was the best conference in college basketball. Eating your own, if you will, does that affect you when you get to the Big Dance? Big Ten hasn't had a team win the national championship since Michigan State back in 2000.
Well, there's two sides of that. You can say playing good teams all year make you tougher for the NCAA tournament, or I've heard people say you get banged up playing against each other during the year and you're not in great shape going into the NCAA. But, you know, I look at Michigan, they were probably the best team in the Big Ten until they hit the COVID thing. Then they had some slippage there, but now it looks like they're back, you know, playing like they were before the COVID situation at Michigan. The other teams in the Big Ten, you have to win. You know, there's nothing you can say unless you win. And the Big Ten did not do a good job in the tournament this year. The conference that I guess surprised me and surprised everybody is the Pac-12. Nobody thought they'd do what they're doing. And, you know, I don't know if it's because the games are on late, you're not paying much attention. Bill Walton's talking about the Wolves in Montana during the game, or, you know, whatever. And for some reason, the Pac-12 did not have the respect of the other conferences.
Now, Gonzaga, and they're the number one overall seed, and they've got USC, and it could be an interesting matchup tomorrow night. Coach, I mean, you guys play Gonzaga. I was there. I don't want to make it all about me, the BBT, way back when Adam Morrison was like a young player. But talk about the job Few does offensively and how the talent level has really, really picked up over the last few years for them.
Yeah, Bob, that's the big thing. You know, they get criticized for the conference they play in January and February, but they had great wins in December, you know, Kansas, people like that. And the thing is, you are what you are. You're playing a certain conference, okay. But the talent level, what they have is a talent level, and they're proving it that they would be good anywhere, you know, great anywhere, their talent level. They have a lot of ways to go, both with guards and with big people, and they have depth. And there's no bad player that I see gets on the floor for Gonzaga. The only way I can see playing them, you know, they're going to try to outscore you. They're going to try to get into the 80s every game they play, and they're really good at it. They run great transition even after you score. And all those guys can handle the ball, even the big players. They can make passes out of the post. They can make passes in transition. They're not afraid to throw them the ball anywhere on the court. So the only thing I see is you have to turn the game into a physical game because that's what they're not used to in their conference. there's not as many big players as, say, in the Big Ten or the Big 12 or whatever. And so you have to make it a little physical. I don't mean get dirty, but just make sure whenever somebody cuts, you get a piece of them and things like that. And you got to try whatever you can. You got one game. You don't have to play them best out of seven. So if you can just knock them off stride a little bit, maybe you have a chance. And obviously, you have to shoot the ball. And if you compared Gonzaga's offense to their own defense, you would say that their offense is better than their defense. Not that it's bad, but the offense is better. So you have to try. You're not going to beat Gonzaga if you score 60 points. If you try to slow the game down and score 60, you're not going to beat Gonzaga playing that way. They're just too good. They make too many open shots. They're like a pro team. Pro team gets open shots, they make them. Same thing with Gonzaga.
Is a star player, and he's a young guy, but Evan Mobley, is he enough maybe to make it an interesting night for Gonzaga tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm really impressed with Mobley, and that's the other part of the Pac-12. Nobody knew how good Mobley was, really, just during the regular season. Then all of a sudden you see this guy, and he's really good. Is he enough? Probably not. I think they're going to have to shoot the ball really well to have a chance against Gonzaga. And hope they miss. That's a big part of the NCAA tournament, where you get a great team and all of a sudden they have the worst night of the year shooting the ball. And it's not something you do defensively to stop them. It's just the way the game works. So you win a game thinking you can win. I mean, and let's face it, if you get to the Elite Eight, you're pretty good. So you don't want to change a lot of the things you do just because you're playing a great team like Gonzaga. So I think it'll be interesting. And the teams in the Pac-12, they think that Gonzaga hurts them a little bit because Gonzaga gets all the attention back east. Maybe you don't hear about Oregon or Oregon State like you should, because everybody's talking about how good Gonzaga is. So there could be a little chip in the shoulder of Southern Cal.
Hall of Famer Gary Williams joining us here. Bob Haney with you on the fan. Last thing for you, Coach. What's the most intriguing of the Elite Eight matchups, and what's your Final Four?
Well, I'll tell you. It's I've got Gonzaga going to the Final Four for sure, and I think Michigan's just too big and too good for UCLA. McCrone has done a great job at UCLA. And then Baylor's defense, I think, will just shut Arkansas down. I really believe that. And then Houston, once again, it's interesting on that side that you have two teams that if they do get to the Final Four, they're getting there with their defense. Houston doesn't shoot the ball very well, but at the same time, that game with Oregon State, that could be one of those 50-49 games, because Oregon State plays very good defense also. So I'll go with Houston and Arkansas on the other side. So somebody's going to have to play really well. I wasn't a big Gonzaga fan all year, but if I can change my pick now, I would say Gonzaga is the best team. Michigan, is the best chance to beat Gonzaga, but they play in the semis, so we'll see how it goes. But I just can't see anybody right now playing well enough to beat Gonzaga.
He's Hall of Famer Gary Williams. Coach, appreciate your time as always. Enjoy the games tonight, and we'll be talking to you down the road. Stay healthy and be well.
You too, Bob. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.